Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, let's get some sincere responses. What are you thankful for? Another thing a radio station, a radio show has never done, Dave Farragut. Two things this hour that we're gonna break the mold. Do you have a lot of mold at the house, by the way, Dave?
Only the good kind.
Good kind? Positive mold?
A lot of good
cholesterol.
Mold.
Good cholesterol, bad cholesterol. Mold's not always bad because, like, jello mold. Although, we're going to get to our definitive Thanksgiving list next hour. If you're bringing over jello for Thanksgiving, shut the door on the person. You with me?
That's
not
fair.
Allowed in.
Yeah. Just take that back home.
Oh, I think I'm saying the person has to go back home.
Well, no,
if that's your attempt,
you need to bring your jello back home with you because you're not invited anymore.
Yes,
you can't even leave it at home and come back. I'm sorry, you've already worn out your welcome.
Without a doubt. You can work your way back into our good graces next year, but for this year, you're out.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to take some work. It's not an easy. You don't just get back in. You actually have to put in the effort.
Yeah. Maybe that's what you should do. Like, if you have a family event, for the folks who are bringing food, you set it up right there and, like, they show it off to you. And you say, thumbs up, thumbs down, just get back in your car. Get back in your car. We'll send you pictures of the rest of the food, but get back in your car. Bottom of the hour, it's a chef. I think the proper pronunciation is Chef Paco Pascual is going to join us. And he apparently gives very strong opinions. A friend of mine recommended me and said, you should do this. So the chef is going to join us. So I will start on the Thanksgiving side. I've said this before, so I'll say it here again. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. Now, we're joking about the food thing. Part of the reason why I like Thanksgiving better than Christmas, there's so many expectations with Christmas. It's a lot more work, seemingly, with Christmas. Thanksgiving is, let's come around. A lot of the relatives you haven't seen in a while. Like Christmas, well, you just saw them in theory for Thanksgiving. It's less pressure. It's great food. So Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. I will say, number one for me, what I'm thankful about is health. And that's the downer for us with Thanksgiving. Top of the break, I just talked to Griff, number two. He's sick. His gal Shelby, who we love, she's sick. So they're out. Quentin is sick. So, obviously, Quinn is out. Kathleen is taking care of Quinn. She was coming over, out. Now, Kathleen's mom, who helped watch Quentin, she's sick. So, our Thanksgiving is sadly eroding right in front of our eyes. But health, for me, it doesn't stop and end with Q. But Q's the most unique one in the family. And he is at a stretch until this illness, which started over the weekend, where he has been very healthy. It's been months without a seizure. We were looking at really dramatic, spinal fusion throughout, 70 to 80% of his back this summer. And we end up receiving better news. So even though health is kicking us in the teeth right now, it's perspective. And your family's been sick. If we open this up to text, yes or no, do you have a family member sick? Be about 75%. I'm lucky to have the family I have around me. You know, a lot of people have so much of their family scattered throughout the globe. Bravo to people who go to different places and do different things. Don't just be Minnesota-centric. But you can also benefit when you're closer to them. I just think I have a great group of friends. I really do. I am incredibly lucky to have that. This job. Now, this job at times, the company, it's what happens with some of the technical side of this company, absolutely drives me nuts. But guess what? I also drive members of this company nuts. I'm aware of that. Thank you. But whether it's here or at the fan, I've been so lucky, and the Wolves, and some of the other play-by-play stuff I did, to work with people who are still good friends of mine now, and to work with talented people. And, you know, a lot of decisions I've made have been within my control and out of my control. You know, the biggest one the last year, and I mentioned this a couple times, and I'll just bring it up here, debated for about 10 months whether I was going to take the afternoon shift here. The station was very kind to offer that to me for close to a year. And in the end, I didn't, and Jason is fantastic at it right now, and I'm so glad that Jason is here because he's so damn good. But in the end, it was because of Q and his unique health challenges. And Brad and Jeff were phenomenal about that. I love doing this show with Dave. Adam and Dan became such great friends of mine still at the fan. So I feel just so lucky, that part. So those are a few for me, Dave. And I mean that. I thoroughly enjoy working with you. It's been great. And I hope it lasts for a long, long time.
Well, I mean, I think we all echo a lot of what you said about health, about being around people we love. With the job, I'm thankful because we've all worked jobs, you know, in our younger days, probably more so, that we hated, that we woke up and said, oh, I am thankful that I don't have to do that. That, yeah, like you said, there's complaints. Everyone's got complaints, but that I can legitimately go to a job every day that I enjoy doing, that I enjoy being at, that it's part of my day that I look forward to. That is something I'm always going to be thankful for, because certainly not everybody has that. And I think it's just time to, you know, as this time of year, you look at those people that are less fortunate and say, I'm thankful that I can afford the things I need, that, you know, we can pay the mortgage, we can get food on the table, that, you know, we all wish we had more. We all, you know, selfishly want something that we don't have, but in the end, it really doesn't matter. As long as we can afford the things that we need, and, you know, we don't have trouble doing that. So I'm extremely thankful that I could do that and go home every day to people and a dog that I love dearly.
I don't think we've talked enough about your dog. What is your dog's name?
Dog is Dylan, spelled like Bob.
Intentionally named after Bob?
Not necessarily. I'm a Bob Dylan fan, and I just thought the name would be good for a dog.
Do you have a tough time understanding Dylan like we have a tough time understanding Bob, but we still think he's a genius?
No. Both Bobs are brilliant, and or both Dylans are brilliant, and I understand both equally well.
Yes.
Very close. He's an old guy. He's probably 11 or so. He's aging up there, but he's the world's best boy, I'll tell you that much.
That's awesome. Kathleen has Charlie. We used to live so close together. Charlie and I are incredible pals. And I am so thankful that Charlie's around 11 too. And certain things aren't working as well as possible. I am now, sadly, as someone who grew up with dogs, animals, earlier in my adult life, I'm now like, the allergy scale is 1 to 4. I'm a 4+ for almost all animals. And that part stinks because it stops me from doing some things there. But yeah, having a dog you love is just so amazing to have. Okay, what do you got? You can call, you can text. What are you thankful for? What stands out? Something unique, something different, something funny, something traditional, but you know what it means? Everything to you. 651-461-9226. You know what I'm thankful for? I don't sleep with a partner, Dave, who's advocating that they can pee in the bed.
Sorry, Jen.
I'm confident no point is Carla, who I love, and I'm incredibly thankful to have Carla in my life, that Carl's going to say, you know, can we get a bed so I can just pee right in it? That's like, Adam, that's what Jen has to do with the Adam Carter resonance.
It's a struggle. I don't know how she does it.
No, I think her text yesterday, get a cot in the bathroom was probably the best way. What are you thankful for? Cities One Talk and text line, 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Who is that? Do you have the singer offhand, by the way?
That is the Uncle John Singers. And get ready for the next tune we have, because it's basically a sequel to that.
Okay. It's fine. Why not? Why not? What are you thankful for? I'm thankful we're going to talk to a chef in about 10 minutes who apparently according to a friend of mine, is our type of chef. Direct, blunt, but really, really good. So let's go. What are you thankful for? Let's get more texts here. Come on now. 651-461-9226. I'll mention this to you. I see 55 million Americans are traveling for Thanksgiving. I'm glad I'm not traveling for Thanksgiving, Dave. Now, if I would have left, let's say, yesterday, or no, Monday. Let's say Monday. And I wasn't coming back until the following Monday, and I was in some warm weather. Sign me up for that. But no. The chaos? No, thank you. Among the texts, this might be our winner. Thankfully, we have no Blois list released for Thanksgiving. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Again, if you want, young.
I know, that's true. If you want to see the definitive food list, probably wasn't supposed to say this, but Andrew Zimmern called me and said, I've never seen a better food list. At Chad Hartman Show, I ranked 10 food items. 1-9, and one is 99th. You want to see the list? We'll talk about it in about 35 to 40 minutes. But check it out right now at Chad Hartman Show. Bill Guerin, by the way, on the show in 70 minutes. We've picked up the big lummox, Ryan Reeves, who has tormented the Wild over the years. This is protection. This is to toughen the club up. He's only played 12 games with the Rangers so far this year, so minor move. They gave up very, very little in return. Another text. I'm glad for my health and not peeing in my bed. We know that isn't Adam Carter. Got to be thankful for Wednesdays with Rena. She is a hoot. I agree that Rena is a hoot. But if you say the phrase, she is a hoot, does that automatically make you old? Does that make you funny? Does that make you snarky? What is it, Dave Harrigan, when you think that?
I don't think that's so bad. I think that's one we could bring back.
A hoot.
Yeah. Like, my wife will say sometimes, like, oh, she's such a kick. And I find that to be disturbing. That one seems older and weirder than a hoot. I like a hoot.
Can I mention another thing about Carla? Carla left today at 6:30 because Kathleen was providing the desserts, and Kathleen's now out. 6:30 to this new place for desserts. That's commitment.
Wow, that's not bad. That's very good.
That's tremendous. I mean, who could blame her? She's with me, so I mean, for sure was expected a buzzer on that one.
That one deserves silence, not even the buzzer.
That's silence. That's just utter disgust.
I just hope she's getting something other than your number one on your list just to stick it to you now.
Well, she could poison me. You never know. I am grateful more for my family, good health, and good Thanksgiving weather this year. Where is that for you, good Thanksgiving weather? We've had the football games before. Sadly, we won't have enough people. Do you like the football games? It was, yes, everybody was a little bit younger. But I still got, listen, I still believe it's a ball in my hand. No pressure like the Cowboys provided to Cousins. I'm one of the three best quarterbacks in the National Football League.
You could hit me on a fade
pattern. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong.
No. Good Thanksgiving weather is fantastic. It's always good to throw a football around in the backyard. If you want to go for a walk, let the food settle, that's great. I am in favor this time of year of not seeing a speck of snow until Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Then it's fine, but even a brown Christmas I'm in favor of.
I am thankful. I am homesick. And I don't have to spend Thanksgiving with an extended family that are all Trumpers and believe all conspiracy theories. Well, we've ventured down this road before. What do you do there? What's your move, Harrigan? If you have someone who has whatever it might be, okay, maybe they're wacky far lefties, and they just won't let it go. You jumping in the deep end with them? You're going to chop it up with? Are you going to run to the bathroom? How are you handling that one?
I'm going to go sit at the kids' table. My dad is the one who will always poke the bear then. Oh, he loved getting into it back in the day. Still does.
We've had some Donnybrooks in our family over the years. Can I tell you my favorite one?
Yes, please.
This is my sister, then married to Dave Nolan. Dave and I, we were in Florida, la-di-da, good for us. And we play golf, and my sister, my father, had a tiff, so to speak. And as we're walking down the kind of the walkway to the condo, we both kind of said, well, let's see how it worked out. We both spotted two bottles of alcohol that had about a third. That had been depleted by a third.
Okay.
I looked and I said, don't think well. My father, who I'm going to see later today, maybe I'll mention this to him, was so mad at my sister, he threw the foot fixer from the third floor condo down towards where I was saying goodbye to them. Flying foot fixer. Do you want an occasional Donnybrook at Thanksgiving or no? Let's just peaceful.
Donnybrook? No. But my dad's on the left side of things, and I've got plenty of folks in the extended family that are on the right side. And for years as a kid, specifically with one of my uncles who's hardcore conservative, those two, I mean, they wouldn't yell at each other. It would remain mostly cordial. But boy,
did they throw a foot fixer at each other?
No foot fixers, but a couple times it would get to the point where my mom would have to step and say, all right, enough. We've all heard enough.
Yeah.
We get it.
Thankful, more text here. Thankful for my husband agreeing to pre-cook a bunch of the food for tomorrow instead of the usual mayhem. Yay for crockpots. Bravo. I'm grateful my 16-year-old dog waited until we moved into a house with hardwood floors before becoming incontinent. Oh, that's a good one, too. My husband and I came back from a road trip. We were gone for about 2.5 weeks. We had our highs and a couple lows, but all in all, went pretty well. Most grateful we feel is we get to come home to a place that we treasure and we feel comfortable and safe. Yeah, that's great. That is great. Thankful. Let's finish with this one. Thankful for Dave's Crone support. Thank you, card in the mail. That was very nice. That was very nice of you, Dave. Very kind of you.
I have no idea who that was, but you're very welcome. We appreciate the support.
Chef, and Dave, you're going to have to confirm it. I think it's Paco Pasquale. If you're wondering, like if you're not like this texter who said, hey, all of it's done, you're still thinking, what are we going to do with the turkey? What else can we do? From a friend, this guy's brilliant. So we're going to bring a chef in and talk about how we can help you out a day before Thanksgiving. That's coming up next on CCO.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The sequel to this song brings us back. Chef Paco Pascual is with us. A good friend of mine recommended him to me. They have over 600 personalities and chefs to pick from. TakeAChef.com. The chef has been involved in big event catering for 20-plus years. He's from New York. And I got to go, Chef.
I'm going to be on the show here in a minute. I need to let you go because I got to go. And if you don't pull that out of the oven
Excuse
now.
Excuse me, Chef?
Don't be stupid. Hello.
Chef.
Hello.
Chad Hartman here. Thanks for coming on.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I got to go. Okay, sorry, Chad. I was just taking a call for something, another one of my dinners that I had going. And one of my sous chefs had some questions. I'm sorry about that.
It happens. It happens, Chef. Thank you very much for coming on. We've already got callers lined up and texts coming in. Let me start with this.
Hey, well,
what is your...
Hey, how much time do I have?
We got about...
I don't want to go over. I don't want to get overcooked. You know what I mean? Tell me how much time I have. Go ahead.
I see. We got about 12 minutes or so. We got time.
12 minutes. Timer is starting. Go ahead. First caller.
Well, can I ask you a question first? Or if you want to go? Let's do it. Okay, fine. We'll go right to the callers. That's fine. You're Ryan. You're on with Chef Paco Pascual. Go ahead, Ryan.
Thanks for taking my call. It's actually pretty important to me. This is going to be a really emotional Thanksgiving for our family. My grandparents lived on a fourth-generation turkey farm down in Iowa, and as you might imagine, Thanksgiving was probably the most important, biggest holiday of the entire year for the entire family. We'd all go down there, did it for years and years and years. Sadly, my grandparents passed away last year, the day after Thanksgiving.
I'm very sorry.
So this year, though, we're going to honor them, and I'm going to host Thanksgiving. And I thought the best way to do that was to recreate all of her favorite dishes, or at least the ones that we thought were favorite. And there's one particular side that everybody is just enamored with. It's awesome. And so that's the one I really want to focus on, but I'm having some challenges. So what it is, it's a turkey testicle shepherd's pie. So it's potatoes, carrots, peas, gravy, and then turkey testicles. The problem I'm having, though, is when you buy a turkey inside the cavity.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Am I hearing this right? Turkey testicles?
Turkey testicles. Well, they lived on a farm, and so that's the problem I'm having is a turkey farm. So there was plenty of turkey testicles. But up here, you know, when you get a turkey, all you have is the regular, you know, like the gizzard and the neck and whatever inside. Yeah. You don't get the turkey testicles. So I'm having a hard time finding them. Interestingly, you don't really need that many. They're probably a little bit bigger than most people think. So I guess my question is this, is one, would the chef have a recommendation of where I can get turkey testicles at the last minute? Or if not, does he have a recommendation on a substitution?
Okay, I didn't think we were starting that way.
Burke's Meat.com. Burke, and you can get them there. They have them. They'll ship them to you fresh. I don't think, though, that you can get turkey testicles today overnight. You're probably out of luck for this year. But, no, you can get them there. You can get all sorts of stuff, including horse meat, which could be a substitute,
Excuse
too.
Me?
I don't know where you're calling from, if there's horse meat available, but you could use parts of that too to use in that way. But you're not going to get, probably not going to get them shipped today from Burke's. So
can I get the horse,
you might
get the
have
horse
to
meat at a butcher.
Usually depends where you're calling from. I don't know, but my place here has it all the time. But, you know, some do and some don't. And mostly if they deal with Canada is what you're going to find, what you're going to do with the horse meat. That's where you're going to find it.
Okay, I got to stop. Okay, Ryan, I'm going to let you go here. Horse meat and turkey testicles. This is not the way I thought this was going to go. Gary, you're on with Chef Pasquale. Go ahead, Gary.
Hi, Chef. You know, very similar last caller, and I'll just jump in and say chicken testes is a great substitute when the turkey testicles aren't available. But yeah, mine is a very similar scenario where I have I grew up in California, and there it's all about health. It's juices, it's different kinds of smoothies, and so no different in our family. Grandma used to make more of a Thanksgiving smoothie, turkey, cranberries, everything, and you sort of a make-your-own sort of a thing. Now, ever since, I've never been able to recreate it or find a great turkey smoothie in town here in the Twin Cities. Do you have any kind of a recommendation when you're making a turkey Thanksgiving smoothie, what I should be including or, you know, discluding for the best Thanksgiving smoothie experience?
Hey. Look, you're from the town where it's at. I got nothing on this. I would actually probably tell you you got psychological problems if you're making smoothies out of turkey, unless you're an invalid or something like this. But I have
no idea
how to help you.
I don't think you have to go that far. Listen, it repulses me also. I don't know if you have to go that far, Chef. Do you? I mean, would you like to apologize to Gary?
Psychological problems or that he's from the state of California? I don't know what I should be apologizing for.
Chef,
Gary, do you want to have a last word or are you good?
Hello. Go ahead. Next caller.
Chef, I know you're talented and I just respect your opinion so much on this.
Well, hey, I don't think you gave me a tip, too. I didn't even know testes was available as a substitute. So, hey, thank you for that. And I'll make notes, but that I don't have much more. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Chef.
Can I ask a – can I – thank you, Gary. Can I ask a couple questions? I know anybody else wants to send a text? The first two calls, not quite what I was expecting.
12 minutes here. I don't know if you still got time, but – I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Well, let's do this. Chef, let's take a brief break, and we'll get a couple more texts, and I've got a few questions because I'm told, that one of your – I'm just going to say I looked you up, and one of your specialties sounds absolutely disgusting to me. Can I say that to you, Chef? Is that okay?
Well, I just said it to that guy about the smoothies, but sure. Yep. I mean, I got thick skin. I'm from New York.
More with Chef Paco Pasquale and your text. What do you need to hear? What will help you close the deal with your Thanksgiving meal? Let's get some texts here. 651-461-9226.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
More awful Thanksgiving music throughout the afternoon. We continue with Chef Paco Pasquale. Sorry about that, Chef. He's with us for another six more minutes, and then he has to go. Chef, any idea, when I looked you up, which item I thought that you were touting might be your worst dish? Because it frightens me. I would rather not eat for a week.
Yeah, well, I always get there's two that I always get that people get turned off until they try it. The first, I would say, would be the sardine sliders. Is that one that you don't like, sardine sliders?
No, I didn't see that, but repulsive is not strong enough. I mean, does anybody eat that?
They're very delicious. You need to try it. Just like when I tell everybody after they'd eaten it already, I say, you just had pork jowl pudding. And then they sometimes get physically sick that they didn't know that it was pork jowls beforehand. But that's the other one that usually causes people some discomfort.
Pork jowls.
Pork jowl pudding. You need to have it all together. It's a thing. It's not just pork jowls. Those are delicious alone. But when you make a pudding out of it, geez, you're going to love it. Try it before you dislike it.
No, I will not. I mean,
don't hire me. No, that's okay. Don't hire me then.
No, I was going to mention SpaghettiO Jell-O. No one likes this, right?
Oh, no. Look, this is big. You don't like this SpaghettiO Jell-O? You never even tried it?
I, as a kid, loved SpaghettiOs. I still would try SpaghettiOs. I think Jell-O's just blah and plain, but together, sounds like a torture chamber.
It's a wonderful texture. It's a wonderful chew. And if you want to get a little more exciting, you add some wieners in there, some chopped up wieners. They go crazy for this. I can't believe you don't like it.
All right, among the texts, they want to know what you think of Spam and if you can substitute Spam for a lot of the food items, the main proteins.
Yeah, you know, Spam is a universal. A lot of people enjoy it. I do particularly, and I've made street tacos out of these using Spam, which is beautiful. I do have, if you go to the website and you hire me, there is a breakfast that I do. That includes Spam, and it's got a liver-based gravy that I use it with. It's a biscuits and gravy type deal, and it's wonderful. So, yeah, use it. Use it, put it in the turkey stuffing, too. Fry a little bit and put it in there. Beautiful.
We've had a number of people text about the first caller and the turkey testicles. They want no part of that. Are they missing out? If they don't try some turkey testicles tomorrow?
You know, it's not like this guy. What is his family was inherently turkey people for a long time. You're going to have this. They use all the parts. It's like the Rocky Mountain Oyster Festival, you know, the testicle festivals that they have where they use the sheep balls to, make those kind of like okra or deep fried okras. Right. Same thing. Same kind of chew. But. The turkeys, it's a delicacy, really, because they take them off so early. And that, like he says, they're quite large because they do get large. That's why they take them off. And they're beautiful to use and put in dishes. Try it. Look it up. Google it.
I got about 30 seconds left, Chef. I have to go. If somebody wanted to hire you for a big event, ballpark, what are we talking? Costs?
It's a four-course meal is $1,200. If you want to pair some wines, it goes up another $500. So for under $2,000, you can have a six-person meal to eat your apartment. It's your house. I cook it. I bring it. I cook it. And I clean up when I leave. It's beautiful.
Chef, you're unique. Takeaschef.com.
Hook us up. It's beautiful.
Thank you, Chef. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I have nothing else to say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.